Well, hello everybody and welcome to your audio course, How to Break Free of Your Obsession with Food and Lose Weight Without Trying. That's a bold claim, isn't it? I think you're going to see why I say that and why I can after a couple of minutes. And my name's Sandy Zeldis of eatlikeagoddess.com, known by many as their Eat Like a Goddess mentor. And I'm really thrilled to have you here today to discover not only how to release inner barriers to ending emotional eating, cravings, and lose weight, but to do this without all the struggle and the effort, right, to make it natural so you can ultimately have a better body image and just more confidence and radiate that out into your life. I really appreciate everybody taking the time out of your life to be here with me today, and I want to acknowledge you. You really, truly are a goddess. I know you're someone who cares about the world around you and living a much more full life and expressing a greater vision for yourself. You are awesome. I know you are. People who find me are just doing magical things in the world, and I love it. And I'm really passionate about helping all of you, all my sister goddesses out there, get your inner peace back and truly rock your life. And so many of you tell me, once you feel stuck and, well, frankly, pretty depressed about food and your bodies at times, and I'm here to help you, and I want to help you feel more love, peace, and joy in your body instead and eat like a goddess that you really are. So, and that's what really gets me excited, because I know what we're all capable of when we feel good in our own skin. So what I think is that we all contribute much more peace and love to the world when we begin with ourselves, right? And the Buddha says, I love this quote, I love, love, love this quote, you yourself, as much as anyone, deserve your own love and affection. And I fully agree. I think that's a wonderful quote. And another great one that the Dalai Lama has said is, the American woman will change the world. And my friends, I believe that that all starts within. When we can love ourselves and feel at peace and then radiate that outwards, it's like, look out world, right? So I have a lot of in store for you today, and I want to tell you that, first of all, I'm really appreciative for those of you who've come referred by one of the amazing change agents out there in the world who know about my work and chose to tell you about it. I've just had amazing support. And I know that many of you who are here, many of you who have already benefited from what I teach, either as a private client or in my other classes and programs, and there's a lot of you also that are really checking in for the first time. So I just want to let you know just a couple things about myself before we dig right into today's training call. In the last 5 years, I've worked with hundreds of health-conscious and often spiritual professional women to stop lifelong habits of sabotage with food and their health. And I work with them with out-of-control food obsession and cravings and what many call emotional eating, stress eating, so they can not only stabilize and or lose weight. Believe it or not all of my clients are looking to lose weight. Some of them just want to stop the endless food obsession and feel more at peace with food and stop dieting, but also help them to have a positive body image, better relationships at work, better relationships with family, their partners, friends, and kind of also being able to be more successful in their lives in many, many different areas. It's truly amazing to me what the women I work with accomplish when they release the issue with food and weight and get unstuck with this area of their lives. It often completely changes many other areas of their lives as well. And sorry if there's some feedback. I'm going to change that right now. Give me one sec. That was bothering me. There we go. So what I've also seen is they change many areas of their lives, you know, that are unrelated to food, and that's really, really inspiring to me. I've also worked with many high-profile celebrities and business leaders in my private chef and catering business that I've had for over 17 years. I've taught local, seasonal, and healthful cuisine at Whole Foods markets, and I'm the author of a course for the popular online network Daily Om that hit number one on their most popular courses chart for several weeks when it was launched last spring of 2012. And I'm also a certified nutrition consultant and certified EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique Practitioner. I'm a Reiki master, and I have a bachelor's degree in anthropology from UC Berkeley, where I focused on medical anthropology. So you can see I have a long history with health and healing from many levels. And I've been honored to get to work with so many amazing women to both teach and support them with food, diet, and also to begin to see these inner barriers within to achieving some of our goals with food and weight. And, of course, I'm also a woman who understands what it's like to have out-of-control cravings, struggles with food, not know what to eat, you know, trying different diets, you know, weight issues, and body image. So I want to give you a little bit of my story so you can get to know me a bit more, my personal story. That's kind of my professional story, and now my personal story is a little... it's very similar to what my clients go through, of course. Today, and for many, many years now, feels like a long time now, probably close to 10 years now, I feel satisfied when I eat, and I'm not food obsessed. I eat when I'm hungry. I don't crave sweets or struggle with being confused about what I need to eat to feel good. I love food, and I've taken out the hate part of it, the love-hate. Now it's a love. And I do think about it in a positive way, and I find ways to incorporate healthy meals into my life. You know, I don't procrastinate. I don't make it difficult. I just do it. It just fits into my life. It's a priority, right? And I can enjoy sweets at times, but it's a choice and not an out-of-control urge, I would say 99% of the time. You know, I can be around sweets and not indulge unless I really want to, which is, I think, the goal that a lot of my clients want. You know, it's just there. It's not an obsession. And excitingly, I also have a positive body image. No matter what my weight or how much I exercise or don't or whatever's going on, I feel good about myself and the way I look when I see myself in the mirror. But it wasn't always this way. So I've been a major food lover since childhood and a professional chef, as I said, you know, since my 20s, so about 17 years. And I've also been passionate about the environment and the ethical treatment of animals. And I avoided all animal foods. Like, I was vegan, not just vegetarian, vegan. I would say, you know, 70 to 99% of the time for around 15 years of my life. That's a long time, and that's a lot of avoidance of animal foods. I wasn't 100%. I would have fish on occasion and things like that. But I was pretty strict. And during that time, I struggled with out-of-control cravings for all kinds of foods, you know, chips, ice cream, cookies, candy, and I couldn't resist them. And every time I tell this story, I'm always like, I don't know, it's funny. It was such an obsession back then, and I remember thinking back then it would never shift. This would never change, right? And now thinking about it, I'm like, whoa, did I ever feel like that? So it's 100% turnaround. I also had acne, you know, a lot of acne that would kind of come and go, flare up, incredibly bad PMS and period cramps, and I was, you know, insomnia was an issue, it was awful, and anxiety, and I felt like I could gain weight really easily, even though most of my diet consisted of whole organic foods that I cooked myself, and I exercised like crazy. So I know what my clients go through, what all of you are going through, and I was very frustrated, to say the least. Here I was trying so hard to be health conscious and eating all these foods I prepared myself, and I still had all these crazy cravings, right, along with all the other symptoms. Now, the first turning point for me happened after going back to school to study holistic nutrition close to 7 years ago. I started to shift my cravings and know what to eat to feel good. You know, suddenly I could resist all the sweets that were around me all the time, and I could eat and feel satisfied instead of starving. That was huge for me. I would eat and I was satisfied. It was a miracle, right? I mean, I know that is what a lot of my clients and a lot of you on this call are looking for. You want to eat and be done. I get it. You know, and I also felt less anxious and started to sleep better, which was a really nice side benefit. And I started to find myself saying no when someone offered me a piece of cake at a party, and not because of willpower. It was because I wasn't interested. I just didn't want it. And this was a real first for me. You know, while everybody was around me was talking about they couldn't wait to eat the sweets and they're just noshing on everything, I didn't care. I was like, oh, whatever, it's there. I don't need it. That was really new. However, even with all this great stuff happening and knowing what to eat to feel good, I still had times when it felt hard for me to not overeat the sweets. I would kind of do, you know, some binging. And I had the classic syndrome of knowing what to do, but not always being able or even wanting to do it, right? And then I had excuses at times why I couldn't really follow through. So there was still an emotional piece. There was still a block, right? And I think this is really a common problem for so many women that I've talked to or worked with. I hear it all the time with my clients, for sure. And, you know, it's that you know what to do, but you find it hard to follow through, right? You don't always want to do it. And so the next turning point for me was learning how to shift into being able to take action without willpower, right? I learned how to release emotions that were in my way of being willing to take action and really know or really do what I needed to do to feel good and not have cravings, right? So I got into action without resistance. So now I would say I'm craving-free, like I said before, about 99% of the time. Obviously, I'm human. There's stuff that happens, but it's pretty rare, you know. And I'm able to follow through with a healthy eating plan. And that's key. That's the second part, knowing what to do and then doing it. And I would say so are my clients when they learn these simple secrets to success with ending emotional eating cravings and this food obsession, right, that really does sabotage our weight loss goals. So with what I'm going to talk to you about today, you can begin to unlock the mystery with food and weight so you can have this peace with food and some breathing room, finally, to stop focusing on food in your body so you can feel good in your own skin and be in action towards your goals without having to use willpower, without having to force yourself, right, which is where the struggle comes in, which is why it's so hard. I use this analogy all the time. It's like having, you know, driving down the road in your car and having your foot on the gas and the brake at the same time. And all we do together is take your foot off the brake, and suddenly you're just moving along fine. No issues at all, which is what I like to see. And if you read some of the testimonials on my site under at eatlikeagoddess.com under success stories, that's exactly what people describe. Like, I hear it over and over and over. It's not like nothing's changed in your life except you and the need for the food to use it addictively or to comfort yourself. It's awesome. So, you know, because ultimately when we do that, we free up so much time and energy. Like, we don't even know what comes out of that. It's crazy. Because ultimately the real outcome of all of this is to have more of you back, right? I know that many of you don't feel you can get out there and enjoy family and friends, be social as much as you'd like to because you feel shame about how you look and sometimes even disability from it. I know that some people have a lot of disabilities after years and years of food and weight issues. And it's all related. And many of you are afraid of the health consequences of the way you've been eating. And it's real and it's scary to many people. But what's also real and feels the worst for so many people that I talk to, I think, is to feel so unhappy about where they're at and like they don't even enjoy all the activities that they used to or they would like to. Right? So ultimately, when, you know, many women talk to me, what they all want is to have more joy and happiness and be able to create a bigger vision for themselves, either in work or any of your dreams for yourself. But you feel that food and your weight keep you from having it, it's like this doorway, right? And interestingly, it's the doorway into you and all of you that you want back, the life you want to live. It's not even just about confidence. It's a gateway, because food and weight is just a symptom, right? At least that's how I have come to view it. And, you know, and also I hear so often that it's just the time. It's like it's sucking up so much precious time and energy to be focusing on this every day for so many years, year after year. It's a time drain. It's a focus drain. What else could we focus on if we didn't have to think about this every day, right? It's amazing. It's amazing what's possible. And I also know that so many of you have some of the same experiences with food as I have. You've tried every diet, from raw, vegan, vegetarian, paleo, everything out there, and you would probably consider yourselves to be health conscious and aware and know a lot about health and food. And diets I couldn't even come up with. You could probably teach a course, right? I learn from my clients all the time. It's fascinating, you know, of ways to eat and how to do things. You know about exercise regimes. You've got all the DVDs. You do Zumba. You're doing Pilates. You're doing all these great things. But even with all this awareness, you feel stuck, right? So this training is for you. This audio training today is for you if you want to lose weight, but you fear that you have to give up all your favorite foods, and you've been feeling unable to stay consistent with a plan of action, right? You start something and you just can't stick to it. You struggle with your willpower to fight off binges, cravings, and emotional eating. So you'll be on a great plan and you can't do it because of binges, right? You feel that no matter what you do, you can't take off weight and you feel frustrated and stuck. Maybe you're doing all these great things and you're just staying either the same or gaining weight. And you know that there's things that are holding you back, these invisible barriers that you know are there but you can't really tell what they are to creating change, and you wish you knew how to discover what it was or what they were and be able to finally break free once and for all. And ultimately, you want to be in love with yourself and your body and your life again, and you want to make food a non-issue, right? You want to free up all that energy that's going towards food and weight. And you have a bigger vision for yourself, like maybe wanting to create more in your professional life, start a new business or a career or change jobs or, you know, have better relationships and the confidence as well that it takes to do those things. So in today's talk, what we're going to do and what you're going to discover is how to figure out what your inner barriers are and how to overcome them. This is key, absolutely key. And it's probably where many people have not actually had kind of the knowledge or the expertise to look at. So the inner barriers are just key. You're also going to discover new breakthroughs that make it easier than ever before to release these inner barriers. You're going to learn the critical step that virtually every health and personal development program completely ignores. You're going to learn how to retrain your brain to naturally lower stress levels that will trigger emotional eating and binge eating. And you're going to reap the side benefits like healthier relationships and more. You're going to discover the three most important factors when it comes to changing your experience with food and weight. You'll discover my inquiry process to know specifically what to work on for better results. You'll learn the three habits that most people have that will actually keep weight on. These are key, too. Very, very key, and I see them over and over and over. And you're going to learn why willpower, food restriction, and dieting are actually saboteurs, right? They will sabotage you instead of help you reach your goals. And much, much more, okay? So I have a lot to go over with you today. You're going to hear me talking a lot. I'm listening to my own voice for too much here. But I've got a lot to cover. And after working with so many women, you know, hundreds of clients to break through their inner barriers with food, there's just a lot that I've packed into this call today, and it's literally been my major area of study. I've done this through trial and error myself, and I've learned what works for myself, and I've learned what works for clients. So I'm going to talk as fast as I can so I can give you what you need to start making this work for you too, okay? Now, obviously, I've been at this for a while now, so I'm going to give you everything I can during our time together. I think you can feel my excitement and intensity about that, but it's literally impossible for me to tell you everything in just an hour, maybe 75 minutes or so. I've been honing in on this for many years now, and I've got a very limited time with you today. But what I really want you to know, for those of you who are like, wow, this is just amazing, I'm resonating with this, this is great, it's what I've been looking for, and you want to take this further, before I finish today, I'm going to make sure you know the steps and the resources that you can do just that, okay? So stay tuned. So let's get started on our packed agenda for this call. I'm going to be talking to you today about the invisible barriers to weight loss that tend to keep people very stuck and frustrated when they don't know what they are or how to release them, right? I know many people try amazing, wonderful programs to kind of get at the emotions and how to address the issue. And we can talk about the issue, but it doesn't mean we can actually shine the light at the specific issues affecting you as an individual, right? And that's what we're going to do. You know, it's why people can be in those great programs, you know, like Marianne Williamson, Jeanine Roth, all these wonderful, wonderful programs out there and works that people are doing and talking about food and women and spirituality and, you know, therapeutic programs and be on all these diets, exercising every day and still see no results, right? It's because we need to look in a very specific place. And think about that analogy that I gave you earlier about driving down the road in your car and having the gas and the brake on at the same time, right? I think that's the perfect visual and image for what we do and what's really going on when we have these invisible inner barriers holding us back from achieving any goal. I don't care what it is, right? It could be any goals that we have. There's resistance. There's some inner resistance somewhere. We call that self-sabotage sometimes. I prefer the word resistance. Just an inner block. And it also is responsible for that thing that when you know what to do but can't do it consistently, right? It's when your body and your life feel out of control in many different ways. And that's why when we have these inner invisible barriers, we stay stuck, right? So it's not your fault. It's just something that's been out of your awareness, I would say, for a long time, perhaps. Or if you have known what it is, you haven't known how to release it. And in fact, I think it can feel like being imprisoned in our bodies when we can't take the weight off no matter how hard we try. It's a constant battle between restricting food, feeling deprived, and then being unable to sustain a certain diet or way of eating, and then going wild and having binges or out-of-control cravings. Okay, so I want you to lean in now, because I'm about to tell you the true key and what many holistic health practitioners or personal development programs don't even talk about. And that is that healing the underlying cause to the issue with food and weight is the key. You see, when we're constantly looking for a new diet or program to control our eating and lose weight, I think it contributes to the problem. The critical step that most health practitioners or personal growth programs don't realize is, are you ready for this? You might want to have a pen and paper handy because I'm going to say some things now that I think are really key. And they're critical to everything else I'm going to say today. And it took me a while to get this. But once I did, I feel like it really did change everything for me in my life in every direction. There's nothing wrong that needs to be fixed. We're not trying to fix anything at all, in fact. We're working to release whatever's in our way of our own inner well-being, which is always there, right? there really is a critical difference, I think, between this and what a lot of people will focus on when it comes to creating or, quote, manifesting change in our lives. And I really want you to get how profound I think this awareness really is. You see, everything we do makes perfect sense at some level, even if we can't understand it from our present awareness, right? We may have behaviors that feel out of control or not be able to stick to our goals or stay motivated, but all of this makes sense at some level and is really coming from a place of trying to help ourselves. Isn't that interesting? You see, because the more we try to use force or control these behaviors, like emotional eating or binge eating, for example, we get frustrated because we're just working with surface conditions that aren't really wrong given our internal drives and needs. This makes sense, right? So we have to have not only an awareness of this, but truly honor this in ourselves. So I'm going to give you an example of how this works. I was working with a client recently in my last group program. This is a lovely young woman who was feeling incredibly stuck and wanting to just hide out for many years when we first spoke. And she couldn't get herself to do anything, really. She felt very lethargic and unmotivated. Even her voice, she sounded just down and not very expressive. And she didn't want to do any of the things she once loved, like working out, going to yoga, doing art classes. And she wasn't even interested in friends or social activities at all. And her eating had become out of control, and she'd gained weight. She sounded shy and restrained, like I said, when I first spoke with her. But after we addressed how this was all actually serving this inner need she had and released what was holding her back, which, as it turned out, was a need to feel safe, she completely blossomed. She got back into all of the things she loved doing. She was taking all these great classes and trying even new things she'd never tried before. She wanted to work out regularly, and it was a choice, based on desire, not forcing herself to. She'd become extroverted even. I mean, she even sounded different on the phone. I almost didn't recognize her, and was very social, where, like I said before, she'd had no desire whatsoever. And this is really interesting, and this is really key. In a family situation where she said she would normally eat out of control and want to hide, and binge and drink and all kinds of stuff, she hadn't binged and she hadn't wanted to eat much at all. In fact, she'd even gotten along with the people that she said she would normally feel uncomfortable around. How's that? Nothing had changed externally. She had changed, right? She had released a lot of stuff. And this transformation was incredible. She was on her way to having herself back, and she was in action with her goals. She had focus, confidence, and it was all natural. It was all a natural process, right? So do you see the difference in this? It's not like she had a new diet. She didn't have a new exercise regime like that she was telling herself to do. Nothing external had changed. She had. She had simply miraculously, after several years of being stuck, really, released some of her own invisible barriers holding her back. It was really neat, and I see this all the time. That's just an example that sticks out in my mind as I'm, teaching this class right now. So I do understand your pain if you've been feeling stuck but trying to figure out what's wrong with you or fix it from the external world, like through dieting or some kind of restrictive food regime. What we need, though, is to find where we have the brakes on, right, or internal resistance that at present is, quote, invisible to us. And we need to simply make this issue obsolete. Buckminster Fuller has this great quote. I love it. I have it in several places on my website. I just love this. I think this says it perfectly. It is impossible to make significant change by force. The only way to make significant change is to make the thing you want to change obsolete. Right? So that's what we're going to do. So buckle your seatbelts, folks, and get a pen and paper, okay? I'm serious. I'm pretty academic. Sorry, I've got a lot for you. So I hope you use this information to really bust through some blocks, okay? This is good stuff, man. It took me years to figure out. So I'm going to show you now, how to get started. Here we go. This is the meat of the call. This is going to be a lot of information. I might take up to 30, I don't know how long, maybe 40 minutes or so. And so before we do that, I've been talking a lot. I want to take a pause here and give you a moment to check in with yourself and get present before I dive into all the rest of the information. And I invite you to close your eyes and just take a deep breath and hold it and let it out slowly. And you can do a couple more of those. Let's do a few more. And really just check in with yourself. Get present. Good. All right. So here we go. So some of you actually already know some of the unconscious invisible blocks that I talk about so much with women. So you've read a little bit about it. You know some of where I look. And so some of it's going to be review for some of you at first. But I'm going to be taking a lot of it much deeper and giving you some tips and actions and things you can do. All right? So there are three invisible barriers or blocks to weight loss that I see primarily. And they are the following. All right? So the first invisible barrier or block is our negative beliefs about our bodies, about food, and about weight in general. So body image. When I say negative beliefs about weight, I mean body image, size, how we look. The second invisible barrier, excuse me, there's something tickling my throat. The second invisible barrier is the amount of emotional stress or stress in general that we experience either currently or from our past. Isn't that interesting? It can be from any time in our life. I do think past lives as well, and all kinds of stuff can be affecting us that is still activating us. Okay? The key is, though, that it's invisible. Often it's outside of our immediate awareness. So stress, basically, wherever it comes from. And the third invisible barrier is nutritional. And no, don't worry, I'm not going to talk to you about the perfect diet. Trust me. I get asked that all the time, by the way. But here I'm talking more about how the effects of how we eat or don't eat and our nutritional status can become a significant contributor to our cravings and sometimes, but not always, even to a slower metabolism and I think create really significant barriers to weight loss. And I won't tell you what not to do, or what you can't have anyway with food. I'll tell you what you can do and how to eat to end cravings and balance your hormones ultimately. All right? And some of you have seen this before in different classes I teach. So I'm going to go backwards today. I'm going to start with barrier three, nutrition, and give you some things you can think about right away and hopefully get you started releasing blocks in this area. So it's really interesting because for health-conscious spiritual women, I don't know, sometimes I think we're aware of our bodies and we're aware of our needs, but we're also not. It's kind of obvious to us that a plant needs various amounts of water and sunlight and nutrients, right? Well, our bodies are no different. I mean, we can't just leave it out of the equation, some of the dietary kind of gaps that we make, I think, when we're chronically obsessed with food and dieting. Sometimes hormone imbalance, adrenal stress, blood sugar imbalance, or long-term food habits will sabotage our weight loss, and the most significant of which is probably not what you think. In fact, I think people are always surprised by this. It's under-eating. Under-eating, dieting, or food restricting, which can lead to binge eating. In fact, most always does lead to binge eating. Okay? And so knowing about it is the first step to releasing it. And now you know. But will you listen? I don't know. That's okay. We have tapping. We'll talk about that later. we're going to get there. The effects of long-term dieting are really significant to our bodies. We can come up, you know, we can have all these nutrient deficiencies because of it. You know, and some of you are going to find this really interesting, but I see this primarily in my practice, the effects of long-term dieting, which can look like a weight problem for so many people, but it's in effect the result of restrictive eating over long periods of time. Isn't that fascinating? I think it's mind-boggling. It's very paradoxical for so many people. So I know when I see someone who struggled with weight, I know for sure that they have they're doing this. They're significantly under-eating at times. I just know it. I see it every time. I think it's fascinating. So what we're really doing is starving ourselves out there. And then we create this binge cycle, the classic yo-yo. And it's a vicious cycle we get in with food that actually also has some physiological contributors and consequences, my friends, not just emotional, right? So is it emotional or is it physiological, right? That's something I help my clients figure out all the time. And this is how you're going to do it. Well, I'll tell you in a minute, actually. I'm not there yet. We're still talking about I'm ahead of myself. So here's the three habits with nutrition that I see that many women have that will actually keep weight on, okay? And I've already said them, but I'm going to say them again. It's under-eating or dieting, meal skipping. I didn't say that one. Meal skipping and food restricting. Okay, and though they're all similar, they play out in different ways. So I'm going to say them again. These are three poor dietary habits that will sabotage your weight loss goals. Under-eating, dieting, food restricting, and meal skipping. All right, so are you doing any of those three habits? I know I have. In fact, I'm the queen of all of that. Right, and these are truly the top three dietary mistakes and habits that I see so many health conscious, you know, women make when they want to lose weight. Okay, and in fact, like I said, when I see a naturally slender person who's never had a weight problem or been food obsessed, do you know what I immediately know about them? I know they've never for any length of time undereaten or food restricted in any way. At least that's for any length of time, I guess. I mean, look around at your friends or women you know that you know well who have a steady, healthy weight. Right? And I know the word healthy, by the way, can have many definitions. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about someone who doesn't even think about their weight, right? Do they eat? Do they actually eat quite a bit, in your opinion? Yeah, I thought so. Right? They're not dieters. They're not food restrictors. I'm talking about people with stable weights that don't have this issue. They don't diet. They just eat. So another way that the chronic dieting or meal skipping, food restricting can affect our physiology is through its effects on this binge cycle that I've talked about. And this may sound obvious, but also consider the effect on your hormones, blood sugar, and brain chemistry for a moment. Okay? There is an effect. And I'm going to give you an example of this. I was working with this client who had been food restricting and had a very deficient diet, is what I would call it, for over 20 years. We found this out through a health history and, you know, information about her that I found out as we were working together in an intensive program I have. And we were tapping. Don't worry, for those of you who don't know what the heck that is, I'm going to talk about it in a minute. It's an emotional release technique I use. Very, 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 very effective. And we were tapping for her emotional eating, okay? And she was getting some relief, but I could tell that something else was necessary to move her forward, right? And when we added this one thing into her diet, it was very easy for her to do, and some very specific targeted nutritional supplements to fill in nutrient gaps, specific to her, based on some testing we did, then the tapping began to work much more effectively and faster on the specific triggers that she had. You see there? So I was able to show this client through some lab testing and, you know, looking at some things that she was deficient in amino acids that help to build neurotransmitters that, you know, are responsible for kind of the brain chemistry that we need to not have cravings. I'm just going to put it really simply. there was depletion in some amino acid profiles, and it was fascinating how that was affecting her. And we cleared that up, and look at that. You know, she was really able to stop binging. So there's a physiological component from dieting, a deficient diet over a prolonged enough period of time. And some people would argue it doesn't even need to be a prolonged period of time. There's actually some studies out there that show that in just 2 weeks, people, you can mess yourself up completely by dieting and under-eating. And don't ask me the study. I can put it on my website. Julia Ross of The Diet Cure quotes that study, and I'm remiss not to be giving you the exact study that it is, but you can find that one. Fascinating. So for this client, one of her totally invisible barriers was how the way she'd been eating had depleted her own brain chemistry, therefore contributing in a very significant way to out-of-control cravings for food that were ultimately sabotaging her weight loss goal because she'd get into the binge cycle, right? So under-eating to lose weight, in her case, while actually seeming like the way to take off weight, contributed to her problem significantly. And I would argue it contributes to everyone's problem when they do that. Okay, you can do that temporarily, but it isn't going to work long term. And this is something I go more deeply into with my one-on-one clients, and sometimes some group programs I have, we do this too. All of these issues, by the way, can also be addressed through tapping in terms of beliefs about how to eat, negative beliefs about our bodies and food. And again, I'm going to go over that in a minute. So here's some immediate recommended action steps I have for you, all right, to stop the physiological kind of aspects of the food obsession, okay? And you might want to write this down. It's going to sound really simple, but it works. You know that statement, KISS, keep it simple, sweetheart? I say it, sweetheart. Simple works. I wouldn't tell you if it didn't, all right? So the first thing you can do, don't skip meals, and especially not breakfast, okay? You cannot skip breakfast and succeed at this, the physiological craving component. Eat your meals within 4.5 to 5 hours of each other. Don't go 8 hours without a meal, not a snack. That's not going to do it. You've got to have a meal. Eat enough food at a meal. And you're going to want to eat enough food from the three major macronutrients, which are protein, fats, and carbohydrates, right? Every diet out there has some, you know, rules about, oh, it's just the protein and the fat and no carb, or, oh, it's just the carbs and the fats, no protein. It's like, come on. I don't think any of that is really working for people that well. I mean, it does temporarily, but you're going to want to experiment from all three. We all have different needs there, all right? But the main key is eat enough at a meal. And if you're feeling food obsessed during the day, here's what you can ask yourself, right? Ask yourself if you've implemented all three of the just mentioned steps. Simple. If not, it may be a physiological craving you're having instead of an emotional craving. Cool, huh? I do this all the time with my clients. It's fun. It's simple. It works. All right. So And the fifth step is know how to handle emotional stress so it doesn't control you, right? And make you binge or make you need to do something about it, which is what we're going to talk about a lot, okay? And this is truly the number one saboteur is stress for most people. So we're getting to that next. So this all makes sense, right? You got that? You got some simple steps to do. And so talking about stress, you know, our health is affected by our emotions, of course, right? And our emotions are affected by our diet and stress. So everything's related. And I know this makes sense to you. Emotional stress or any stress in our lives can cause significant sabotage, I think, to our weight loss goals. And it's really this invisible barrier. That's why I like to call it that. It's really a block for many people to address it. So let's talk about the second invisible barrier or block now, this emotional stress, or just stress of any kind, from both the past and the present. And, you know, there's just like an endless amount of things I can talk about when it comes to stress. It's all over my website. It's so important. But I think that stress is truly the number one cause of weight gain that I and many other holistic practitioners see in our practices. It can be so easy to overlook and not see our own stress or recognize the effects. It's just kind of like the water we swim in, right? It's just all around us. And it can accumulate and cause a tremendous number of physical problems, from physical pain, sleep issues, chronic health problems, severe food cravings, and, like I said, weight gain. But there's really, really good news. There's a lot you can do about it effectively and fast. And there's this powerful stress relief technique that can actually alleviate a lot of both chronic accumulated stress from the past and the effects of stress in our present. And many of you know this technique and wonderful technology that I'm talking about here, and it's called EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. Now, it's not the only, you know, clearing technique I use. I'm an energy practitioner. I'm in love with 1,000 techniques. But I dive deep into certain techniques, and EFT is one of them. I'm a certified practitioner, and I consider myself an expert at using EFT for food and weight issues, specifically, and addiction, which is kind of a different expertise, really. It's I don't know. I think it's a unique take on it. And so what is EFT? To put it simply, EFT is a very gentle and simple process of tapping with our fingertips to stimulate traditional meridian points on the body that have been used for centuries for healing and balancing the energy system by Eastern traditions and more recently in the West. You can think of EFT as a form of emotional acupuncture, except without the use of needles, just using your fingertips to tap the points. And there's a long history of how this, you know, technique was discovered. It was kind of discovered by accident. Really cool, wonderful history, and there's a lot of information about it all over the internet, and I will I have more information about that elsewhere on my site. But what else does EFT do? So it releases stored and trapped energy and emotion, I would say, that is both conscious and subconscious. So what does this mean? Well, to put it simply, it means that we don't need to know what's causing us stress or pain in order to release it. That's really cool, I think. It's not like you have to know. We can tap and find it. Very exciting. And why is it so important to release all this stored emotion that contributes to our stress levels? Well, because excess stress can make us exhausted, like fatigued beyond belief, depressed, and, as I said, gain weight. And it also contributes significantly to addictive eating habits or the need to use food addictively. I've got thousands of examples I could give you where a client didn't know about something that, you know, stress, stored up stress, basically emotional stress, that once released affected how she ate, right? I mean, oh my God, just too many examples. My brain is flooded right now. One quick example would be, I was working with a woman who had chronic life, like her entire lifetime, she was in her 50s, had struggled with the obsessive binging, really, at night, very specific foods, and, you know, we backtracked and we cleared and we did some work. And we cleared stuff that, I mean, we weren't necessarily even talking about the food, right? We don't, it's not how it works. It's much deeper than that. And when we cleared what was affecting her, right, some stuff that had happened in her 20s, so 30 years previous, she suddenly didn't need the food. It's like, boom. Remember that quote from Buckminster Fuller? We made it obsolete. We went to the source. We went to the root cause. We got it out of there. She didn't need the food. It was cool. It's really cool stuff. And I see this all the time. And so here's just a few of the major contributing causes of stress that you can look at, okay, that can make you feel fatigued, depressed, and gain weight. These are some of the hidden places. And this is straight off of a clinical chart. I love using this, these examples. The first one is unresolved emotions, right? So just because we had an experience 30 years ago doesn't mean we've resolved it internally, even if we've talked about it a lot. So unresolved emotions such as anger, fear, worry, anxiety, depression, guilt, overwork, physical and mental strain, excessive exercise. Be careful out there with all that exercise to lose weight. You don't need to work out 7 days a week. Sleep deprivation, low blood sugar and poor diet, as we've discussed, nutritional deficiencies, which we've discussed, food reactions or sensitivities, which we're not going to discuss today. That goes in depth in my one-on-one programs. Toxicity, that also is something I go into in my one-on-one programs. So those are some of the major areas where stress is hiding out, okay? And here's some of the common symptoms of severe stress. And I've already talked about it a little bit. I'm going to give you some more. Inability to lose weight even when exercising and eating well. Exhaustion not relieved by sleep. Lightheaded when standing or sitting up too quickly. Chronic allergies or sensitivities, cravings for salty foods, easily startled, being startled by noises, excessive panic or anxiety. Those are classic adrenal symptoms, which are the severe stress symptoms. See that? So stress is just key to resolve. And excitingly, EFT has been shown in clinical studies to reduce stress hormones, which can contribute to any of the symptoms I've mentioned. That's pretty exciting. So many of you know just how damaging these effects of long-term stress are, and, you know, the cascade effect of stress hormones, and but you haven't really known how to release the stress, right? That's the hard part. So even when we do know where it is, we don't know what to do about it always. And, of course, those of us who are familiar with EFT don't need studies to know how beneficial the results are with tapping. It's pretty instant. In most cases, how much better people feel. In fact, I don't think there's ever been anyone I've tapped with who didn't feel it right away. I think the one time, and this was early on when I first started, I had a woman who I think was at work and on her cell phone and wasn't even listening. And I found that out later, and I'm like, oh, of course, you're not feeling anything. You're not listening. You know, we're not really talking. But that was it. That's really it. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's wonderful. And what's even better is it's lasting. It's not a temporary fix. It usually, this is where the expertise comes in. There's a lot of pieces to things, but when we get in there and we get to the root, it's lasting. So how do we do this? How do we release our current and past emotional stress? Well, I think by asking good questions and finding the invisible blocks and stress that's at the root cause, okay, of so much of our current symptoms, be they, you know, the fatigue, the depression, the weight gain, or, cravings, symptoms of those, right? And we can use this inquiry process to get at its root causes. We do this really deeply in my one-on-one work and in my group programs. And you'll get to see how to use this technique, and I'll give you some of my favorite places to begin today. But this is not a class to teach you how to use EFT. I can't do that. I can't do that quickly. It would be unfair to you, unfair to the technique. But I want to give you some of the processes that I use to begin to know where to find the stress, okay? And any of you can do this, knowing about EFT or not. And this will make all the difference quickly, I think, for you and get you started right away. But if you're interested in learning more about how to use EFT or you're very new to it, you can contact me to have private sessions if I have space in my schedule, or you can go to eatlikeagoddess.com to learn about any other group programs or about EFT at my site. There'll be new things posted all the time. So you can do that if that interests you. And so for those of you who do know about EFT or are learning about it, EFT works great when we can get specific with how we feel, right? You want to focus on how you feel and be specific about it. And also find the specific events that either cause us stress now or have in the past. So I've said a lot about some of what I wanted to go over. I'm going to skip ahead now. The key is truly knowing where to look and finding that hidden trapped emotion. I'll just say that again. It's so important. It's really where the missing piece is for everyone that I've ever worked with, including myself. You know, things are out of our awareness. It's amazing. And that's where we have to get to. And it's absolutely essential to find these and release this trapped emotion in order to have freedom from food obsession and begin to release weight. All right, so here's the inquiry process I use for finding stress. So you can write some of this down. I'm just going to give you a lot of information now, okay? Or you can do this and think about it right now and write down your answers. So here's the questions you can ask yourself to find the emotional stress. So one, what happened the last time you lost weight? If you've been gaining weight currently, like, you know, you're watching it happen currently, the last year or so, or last couple months, what's going on in your life that feels stressful to you now? Is there anything new going on? Maybe something you've completely underestimated how it should be affecting you. Anything that irritates us or causes us aggravation is worth taking note. Maybe there's a new neighbor. Maybe there's a new noise. Maybe there's someone new at the job. Maybe there's a new job, right? So a new job, a new relationship, new habits, etc. Even positive things. You know, a lot of my clients tell me they just got married. They don't understand. Why are they gaining weight? Well, what's going on? What's stressful to you about that, even in a positive situation? And then another way to ask this is, when did this problem begin? What was going on in your life then? If you've always been overweight or struggled with food, write that down too, because that can be another way, you know, that's another piece. Some common examples of things that I see happen that are real triggers are loss of loved ones, loss of relationships, loss of jobs or income, getting inappropriate sexual attention that someone's uncomfortable with. So it might sound positive to one person, like, I mean, I've had several clients tell me that they got flirted with, but it felt so inappropriate to them, right? So on the one sense, it was flattering, but there was something very, very negative about it to them. Or other women have had really inappropriate things happen. So that is a real trigger, obviously. And we know that makes sense, of course, but deep down there's like a real subconscious need to stay safe when that happens. a deep need to be safe that has to be addressed to release weight, at least in my experience from what I've seen. There's also body image issues that begin when we're preteen or teenagers, or any major life stressors of any kind. Okay? These are the places to look for permanent relief with this issue. And then some other questions you can ask yourself. Do you fear feeling deprived if you lose weight? Or, you know, do you feel like you'll be deprived of something? And are there emotional needs behind this feeling of deprivation? What do you feel deprived of, right? You can ask yourself if you feel deprived of, you know, something like love, comfort, joy, support, fun, reward, peace. These are great places to look. You can also look at what your specific trigger foods are. You know, is there a certain time of day? What's going on at that time of day? Is there something specific going on at that time of day? That's very common, by the way. And it's always interesting to me. It's just fascinating. We're just so complicated in so many ways that people don't know. We really don't know. It sounds obvious when it comes out. You're like, oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. But I can't tell you how many times my clients have said, wow, I had no idea I was feeling so pissed off or so frustrated or so whatever the feeling is. It could even be happy. It could even be excited. And please don't let this scare you. This is not meant to scare you. Your emotions are awesome. You see, that's what we're trying to access is you. You don't have to be afraid of your emotions because you do get to the other side. It's not like you're overwhelmed by them. It's like we do this thing where we like suppress our emotion sometimes, not always, but sometimes. And when we're overwhelmed with it and we eat to address it. And after a long enough period of time, you stop knowing what you're feeling. But when you gain the access to you back, it's awesome. It's not this, I don't know, this. It's like, you know how they say the scary monster in the room that we're so afraid to face? It's just this little girl, you know? Or it's like a baby animal. I mean, it's so innocent. I truly see the emotions that we suppress like that. I'm rambling right now, but it just makes me think of what are we really suppressing and how do we get to the other side? And we can, especially with tools like EFT. I see people able to change an experience so quickly. So you get past the anger and the frustration and you know what to do. You have an action to take and you know how you're going to address it in a whole new way. A whole new way. It's fascinating. All right, so, okay. There's one other example I wanted to give you before I keep going with the questions. Okay. Here's a couple other great questions you can ask yourself. These are really powerful EFT questions. What's the upside to keeping weight on? And another way to put that is, what's the downside of losing weight? And some people would be like, oh, how insulting. But you know what? This is a really powerful question. Just let it sit with you and see what comes up. An upside could be, well, I don't have to get out there and date, you know, and that, dating sucks. Or I've had some bad experiences, or, you know, you name it, right? Another one, of course, that we've talked about is safety. Well, that is an example of safety. And then another thing to ask yourself is, what are you feeling right before you want to eat or binge? And don't be surprised if you don't know. But if you keep asking yourself and at least giving yourself that 1 second before you do something about it, you will bring awareness to it, okay? And these are the places that we tap So you don't just have to do this and kind of sit with it all on your own. You can do something to release the actual trapped emotion. Now, for those of you who already know how to use EFT, you can begin tapping with what you've discovered today. And I would do that. I would definitely do that if you know how to tap. These are the places to begin. But like I said before, for those of you who are new to EFT or need more assistance with tapping, you're going to learn where to get more information shortly. As I said earlier in the call, I'm going to tell you where to find more. But you can also go to my website, eatlikeagoddess.com, and go to programs and products page and find some more interesting tools there as well. So now you know where some of the invisible barriers are with stress or where they might be hiding out. And now I'm going to give you a deeper discovery process to use within those larger categories. And this process alone, I think, has the power to change your life. And when we add to it EFT, it's just mind-boggling how fast we can uproot these barriers. So and it's funny because, you know, part of it is all about asking good questions and giving ourselves the space and time to feel the answers, you know. And I know this sounds simple, right? But unfortunately, it's really not for so many of us, you know, especially when we're really overwhelmed and stressed. So I want to set you up here for success and tell you the truth. And this is the most critical step in this whole entire process. I think this step is honestly totally overlooked by so many self-help programs. And it's not nutrition. And it's not this new wonderful technique. It's actually not so new, EFT. And it's not me and my expertise and unique way of approaching it either. It's you. It's you. And, yeah, I know you hate me. You hate me now. You hate me because you're like, damn, I'm messing up. If it's up to me, I'm in trouble. Right? Wrong. The most critical step in this whole process lies within you. And do you know what it is? It's so simple. Oh, simple or not simple, I don't know. You tell me. It's your commitment to yourself. And your commitment is all about your level of desire for change, right? And you don't have to know how you're going to do this, but you do need to be committed or have the desire if you want to get the results. And there's really, really good news in this. Your commitment to yourself is what will make it work. It's never about, you know, it's not ever about me or, like I said, or the tools or that I use, which I think are phenomenal, by the way. But it's really about your desire that fuels your commitment. And it's your desire that got you on this call, so I know that you're already ahead of the game there, truly, seriously. And just hold on to that desire because that's what's fueling that is your knowing deep inside, I would bet, that you do deserve more. You do deserve to be free from this issue, and there's more waiting for you out there, right? So let's do an exercise for a moment before we get to the last barrier I want to talk about today. So I want you to take a moment and think about your desire right now. And I invite you again to just close your eyes. And you can go ahead and take a couple slow, deep breaths if you'd like and really check in with yourself. And just do a couple more. And I want you to really think about why you want to lose weight. What is it that losing weight will give you? Or what is it that you think losing weight will give you? And if you had that thing that you feel that losing weight will give you, how will that make you feel? I want you to really feel into that if you can. In other words, if you feel like losing weight will bring you more peace, more comfort in your body, make you have more confidence, what would that make you able to do, be, or have? And then in having that, maybe it's a better relationship with your spouse, maybe it's, you know, better work situation, what would that then provide you with? Try to get in touch with what you're ultimately really wanting for yourself. Okay, and now open your eyes and write that down. And I would keep that front and center, maybe on a post-it somewhere where you can really stay focused on your true ultimate goal, right? And you can do this exercise over and over to go deeper into it. I know that there's so much more, you know, that you want for yourself. I know that with my clients it's true. It's not just to put on the bathing suit. What does the bathing suit give you, right? It's that freedom. You just want to feel good. You want to just do whatever you want to do, right? And what is that? So defining that for yourself is really powerful. You know, it's like all the stuff we stop ourselves from in our lives is what we're really wanting, right? So now that we've got your why and tapped into your desire really deeply, hopefully, and made that front and center to this whole process, let's get started looking at where some of the main beliefs that can create significant invisible barriers to change are hiding out, okay? This is a good place to do this. Okay, so you can write this stuff down, too. I've got some exercises for you. So this is I'm counting backwards. We did 3, 2, and now we're on 1. The first invisible barrier, the negative beliefs with food, our bodies, and weight. And this is a really simple but great exercise you can do. And I encourage you to do this like in a journal and just keep track. I used to cross stuff off that I would be working on as I worked on it. You just kind of keep a running hit list of everything that you're thinking. So what you do is you write down at the top of a piece of paper in the form of an affirmative statement in the present tense, and this is a classic EFT, the founder, Gary Craig, technique, and I love using this. You can, you know, state your goal, any goal, but right here, your weight loss goal, let's say. You can say, I'm at my healthy weight of X, and I feel great. Okay, and as soon as you say that, how positive do you feel that you can achieve it? I know, right? You've got some negative thoughts coming up. What are those negative thoughts or feelings that come up as soon as you write it or state it? Okay? These statements often come up as like, yeah, buts, or, you know, yeah, but I can't do it because. Okay? So we want to write all those down, get them out of your head and get them down onto paper. And this is really important because these are your true beliefs, right? We state our affirmation and we say, oh, my God, affirmations don't work. Because we have all these negative beliefs, they're really true for us instead of the affirmation. And so this is where willpower comes in for most people when they want to use affirmations, is we have to force it into our brains, you know, because we don't really believe it. Well, we've got EFT now, and EFT helps to release, right? It's a release technique. And also, you know, yeah, anyway, that's all I'm going to call it today. Release and helps to reframe our beliefs. So that's why the affirmations sometimes don't work, is when we have all these negative beliefs, okay? It's not that affirmations don't work. Everything's an affirmation. It's just some are positive and some are negative. That's all. So we're going to do something about the negative beliefs. They add a lot of, you know, resistance when we're trying to reach our goal, okay? They really matter. And, you know, I think this is totally normal. I mean, you know, if we're not reaching a goal, there's usually some level of resistance, right, or negativity that we have about it. And the thing is, we're just going to look deeper and uproot it. So here's some examples that I see that are super, super common, okay, when we state like this affirmation with a weight loss goal. I've got a bunch of them. Yeah, but I won't be able to maintain my weight loss or all the things I have to do that. Yeah, but I can't picture being at my goal weight. I have so far to go. Yeah, but my body will never look right or how it's supposed to anyway, so why bother? That's a big one, the why bother. Look at that one deeply, okay? Figure out what's under your why bother. That's important. Maybe you think you'll always be alone or too old or too this, or why bother? It'll take too much work. Another saboteur is, I haven't been able to do it before, so why now? That's a big one. I'll feel deprived and like I have to eat foods I don't want to eat. I don't want to give up on my favorite foods, right? And here's another form of the why bother. Even if I lose the weight, I still won't be happy, so what does it matter? I mean, I'm laughing, but it's not funny. It's just, it's amazing how we, these negative beliefs can just really come up and stop us in our tracks. This is a really important one. If I lose weight, others will be jealous or try to sabotage me. And I see this a lot with health-conscious women, interestingly. I don't want to eat differently than you name the person. A lot of you know, women want to eat like their partners and don't want to have to eat different at a party or at a restaurant. Believe it or not, and it's funny, I used to have that one pretty severely, and it's interesting how it can just go away. And yes, tapping on it will do that. Okay. So those are some places to look for negative beliefs about your body, weight, or food that can create a lot of resistance, as I said, and are serious inner barriers that keep us stuck and frankly, unmotivated. Okay, so I've got several examples, but I'm looking at the time, and I feel like I'm going way over. I want to honor our time. I'm going to give you a quick example of how this looks. So I was working with this woman a while ago, and she had some serious body image issues. She always felt like she was too big, and she was a chronic dieter, and she couldn't get herself to stop doing cleanses. She was a chronic cleanser to lose weight. But the problem with that is you can't stay on a cleanse forever, right? It's a significant issue. You cannot cleanse 365 days a year. Right? So she'd come off a cleanse and then gain weight. And then she'd have to go back on a cleanse and then she'd gain weight. You know, it's just like, it's really just dieting. It's just the health conscious person's version, I guess. You know, I see it a lot. So, and I know I used to do that too a little bit. So, interestingly, kind of by accident, we tripped upon, I mean, it's not an accident, but through tapping we found an earlier preteen incident that had happened where she had created the belief about her body. And when we released that, she was able to release the need to cleanse and then binge. In other words, that whole cycle stopped and she started eating what I'm going to call sensibly, and I hope that doesn't offend anybody, but she just started to eat balanced. She didn't need to be black or white or restrictive and then binge. It just felt easier. She released the hatred, right? This deep, deep down hatred and where it began. Powerful stuff. And we did that relatively quickly through tapping, not therapy. And I'm not saying anything negative about therapy. I'm just saying what we did was a very specific thing to help this happen. We released the emotional intensity around the incident. So how does that work for everybody? Well, I think that all this guilt and body hatred just sets us up for another binge cycle, okay? And round we go, right? So take that stuff seriously and find a technique that works for you if you don't know tapping or you don't want to use tapping to release all of that. Another way these negative beliefs can be a problem is when we feel deprived if we have to give up some of our favorite foods, okay? You know, maybe these are junk foods. And what I've found is that we can't just take that food away and use willpower. I mean, you've already tried that, right? So it doesn't work. It doesn't work because there's something at the bottom of that deprivation that needs to be addressed. You know, sometimes we use food for comfort, relaxation, love, joy, to relieve stress. And when we try to just take that out or take out what it's giving us, look out, you know. So we have to address the underlying needs first. Okay, so enough said. I've said a lot about that. And I just want to keep reminding you, though, that, you know, really, truly, discovery is the key to solving this issue. So even with just shining the light in the right direction and finding where the invisible barriers or blocks are, you really are on your way. I just simply use EFT and techniques, energy release techniques, to speed up the process and clear the path faster, you know. So even without using this great technology of EFT, as I'm calling it, you can get great results just knowing where to look, okay? Okay, so some great questions to ask yourself to find more invisible barriers on negative beliefs about your body, you know, is what do you say when you look in the mirror? What do you say about your body when you look in the mirror or get dressed? How do you really feel? And when was the first time you can recall feeling that way? Okay, that's a great place to look. Again, sometimes the preteen years or those earlier years are some significant time periods. And I'm going to leave you with that. That's a lot to look at. Those are the places we look. And I've seen it over and over again that just tapping on the negative beliefs in this way will release weight for people many times. I'm always fascinated, you know, by how much resistance is created by these earlier incidents and and how it affects our current beliefs about ourselves that really truly affect our need to diet, our desire to diet, and then restrict and overeat and, you know, go back and forth. So, wow. Now your mind's just reeling with information about all the hidden areas where you might be stuck or where to find what's blocking you. And this is really, really fantastic news, I think, because you can now see why dieting and using willpower never worked for you. There was a reason. And the key's unlocking it within you. And, you know, sometimes we all need support and expertise to get through the process effectively and quickly. You can take years to do it. That's fine. I mean, I've done that. Or you can do it quickly, you know, with some guidance. And earlier in the call, I told you that I'd be telling you where you could get more information if this is resonating with you, and I'm going to do that in a minute. But first, I want to review just a few of the insights that I've shared with you so far. You know, emotional eating and self-sabotage and having inner invisible barriers to sticking to a plan of action are a huge problem for so many women who want to lose weight. And in fact, I've yet to see a client who didn't complain of these problems. They feel stuck at some level unknown to them and can't stop food and weight obsession no matter how amazing the diet or self-help program they try. All right, nothing seems to work for them. Spiritual guidance, affirmations, raw diets, vegetarian, paleo, it doesn't work for them. But you've also learned that it's really possible to end your food obsession for good if you know where to look. And the big secret you learned is the answer is always within. That's the secret. It's individual. It's you. It's no one can put a, you know, give you a specified program. It's within you. That's why the specific programs or diets maybe didn't work. It wasn't the answer. You and any hidden invisible barriers within your subconscious mind are, I think. And you've learned that the most critical step is also your commitment to yourself, which is all about your level of desire for change, right? You don't have to know how you're going to do this, but you do need to be committed or have this desire if you want to get the results, right? And it's your desire that got you on the call. I know that. So I know you're already, you know, there. So just hold on to that desire, as I said before, and what's really fueling that desire. which is that you do deserve more, right? You deserve to be free from this issue. There's more for you waiting in your life. And you've also learned that the problem of food obsession can be a simple matter of putting one foot in front of the other and shining the light within and looking at the hidden stress and beliefs that might be holding you back. And each of these steps you take can lead to the next gently, naturally, and effortlessly, making sabotage a thing of the past, which can truly enable you to lose weight without trying, right? And you've also learned how to end some cravings by making a few simple dietary changes and just how important balanced meals are, along with the timing of these meals. You've learned how lack of sleep, excessive exercise, and emotions can affect cravings and weight. But to put it all together and really address the specific needs that you as an individual have to stay accountable and on track, and to really do it quickly as opposed to struggling with it for years, you're going to need support, right? It's the one thing that makes all the difference in whether you get results or not. Knowing what to do to stop cravings and self-sabotage and achieve healthy eating habits is one thing. Following through is another, right? Actually using everything you learned in the call is really another. And I know that most people have a hard time with staying consistent and doing it on their own. You certainly now have some of the most powerful tools that I know to do that, though, if you choose. And I honor you. If you choose to do that, that's great. But will you? And, you know, what I find is that many of us get home at the end of a busy day and we just don't, right? I've been there, too. We all need support, someone to cheerlead us, someone to hold us accountable, as well as to see what we can't about ourselves and expose our own blocks, which what we're actually blind to. And I do have coaching programs where I provide this support and expertise with nutritional and emotional healing that not only keeps you accountable to your health goals, but also to shift and clear resistance or this self-sabotage much, much faster. And my clients, you know, when they implement what I teach in this way and really practice it, within a matter of weeks in most cases, have loads of consistent energy. That's the first thing I see. You know, more confidence in their bodies, more confidence with food. They know what to eat to feel their best. They love food again. They drop the hate part of that equation. They sleep better. And their friends begin to ask them what's happened to them because they're so calm and radiant. Truly, seriously, they really do. And many of them become so much more productive in their lives that everything around them changes, relationships change, everything. So it affects all areas of our lives. It's really and truly the gateway. One of my clients has lessened her stress so much that she's actually creating whole new levels of work for herself that she couldn't even imagine before. And she's a professional artist, so that's pretty exciting stuff. And having so much more fun with it, making a lot more money. And she was already happy before with her work. It just was stressful. Well, now it's a whole lot more fun and a whole new world. So what I'd like to do is offer you an opportunity to meet with me one-on-one to find out where you're stuck and what you need to get unstuck and finally get the results that you really want. Now, this is a 15-minute total goddess transformation session, and it's over the phone. And I have a very, very limited number I do each month, and some months I have no room. So for those of you who are interested in scheduling a transformation session and who are truly ready to create change, I invite you to apply for one of those sessions at eatlikeagoddess.com. Okay, and you can go to programs and you'll see my application. This session is really, truly only for highly committed people who are serious about changing their lives. Please don't apply for a session if this isn't you, okay? If you're just in the mode of checking things out, I really encourage you to read more, keep looking. You know, maybe this isn't for you. That's totally okay, but please save this slot for someone who it is a fit for. All right? There's truly, and I may have to close the schedule for these sessions at any time if I'm overbooked. So for those of you who are excited and know this is for you, what are you waiting for? Get over there. Do it now. Let's talk. Let's find a time to talk. And let's get you moving and shaking and feeling good in your own skin. Let's get this thing done, okay? So go to eatlikeagoddess.com, programs. I'd love to talk to you if you're committed and ready. You know, if this is for you if you failed at every single program in your life. I think that describes everyone I work with. And right on, I know who you are. You know, it doesn't matter where you've been in the past or what you've done and the programs you've tried. Even other EFT, you know, books or, you know, little bits here and there. It's time to stop sticking your toe in the water and dive in, right? I know for certain that fear can stop people in their tracks, and a lot of people don't get past that. I mean, and it's the difference between those who accomplish great things and those who wait on the sidelines year after year. And I have people who contact me. They wait. You know, they contact me once, and then a year later I'm hearing from them again. Nothing changes, right? Until you do something big. You know, so I think it's okay to be fearful and uncertain. But the question is, are you going to let that stop you? We all have to walk into fear, right, and uncertainty. And you don't have to do it alone. You can get support. And, in fact, I strongly advise not doing this on your own, not with this issue, not with sabotage, not with resistance. Resistance in itself tells us not to do things, not to do this, not to address this issue. And that probably hasn't gotten you very far in the past, right? So, you know, now maybe you're really certain you're ready to be done with your cravings and this obsession with food. And that's okay. I honor that. It might not be for you if you're, you know, you're not certain. And again, if this, you know, if you are certain and this really is what you're wanting and this is resonating with you, go to eatlikeagoddess.com and click on the application and apply for that. And I promise if I think we're a fit, based on what you tell me, and, you know, I only have a certain number of applications I can accept. But if you are, I will contact you and we will talk soon. All right. So it's been my pleasure to create this class for you today. I'm happy you were here, and I hope you'll use some of these tools. And I hope that we talk soon if you decide that this is really resonating with you and you want to hear more about how to go deep and get the results you're looking for. All right. Many, many, many blessings to all of you. I know you're beginning a beautiful journey that leads to so much more happiness and peace than really you could have ever imagined. And we'll talk soon. Bye for now.